For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Western heat wave is bringing new wildfires. Another fire has destroyed 20 homes near Santa Barbara, California. KCBS TV's Stu Mondell.
High winds, that's what's feeding these flames out here in the Goleta area. About 35 to 40 mile an hour gusts are blowing the embers around this neighborhood, and it's catching the vegetation on fire that's spreading into these homes.
Near the California-Oregon border, another fire has people evacuated. KOBI TV's Elizabeth Ruiz.
In just 24 hours, the Klamath on fire has burned well beyond 8,000 acres. 400 people have been evacuated from Klamath on to Hilt, and more than a dozen structures have been lost. In One Horn Brook neighborhood, almost an entire street was burned down.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Last month, the U.S. economy added more jobs than experts had predicted. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The report from the Labor Department showing 213,000 jobs were created in June, and that's significantly stronger than the 190,000 to 200,000 analysts had been predicting. That good news, though, is somewhat offset by an uptick in the jobless rate. That rose 0.2% to an even 4% last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to deliver a list of migrant kids that are under the age of 5 who were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is in response to the request for more time to reunite the roughly 3,000 children with their parents. The judge asked for an explanation as to why the extension is indeed needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of migrants crossing the southern U.S. border was down again in June, but there's disagreement on why. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The new data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency shows that 18% fewer migrants tried to cross the U.S. southern border in June. Also, apprehensions were down for the whole fiscal year that ended on June 30th. The Trump administration, quick to claim that its zero-tolerance policy is what was keeping migrants from illegally entering the country, but a lot of experts are saying the captures along the southwest border have been historically low now for at least the past 5 years, and are more tied to economic trends than they are to U.S. policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Once again, it looks like the economy is doing well. The new job numbers are out, and new economic data points to a pretty picture of how the U.S. economy is faring under the Trump administration. With more on the story, USA's Robin Walensky breaks down the numbers.
A look now at some new numbers telling us how the economy is doing under President Trump. The Labor Department reports hiring in the U.S. remains strong in June, drawing more Americans into the labor force in search of jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%, while wage growth remains modest. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.